Hey guys, welcome back to the Virgo Chronicles. I feel like this is going to be one of my best diary entries as of yet. Oh, my music is kind of loud. Hold on. I think this is going to be one of my best diary entries because this is kind of random. I did say on Instagram that I was thinking about uploading something, and I decided that I wanted to because I just got a lot on my mind. Even aside from this topic, as you can see from the title, I just have so much on my mind. I've been really stressed out. I've been really overthinking everything that's going on in my life right now, but this is something that I'm at least somewhat comfortable speaking about. I don't know if you guys can tell, but it's hard for me to really, really get down into the core of what I feel at times. But I told myself, I promised myself, I said, girl, get into it. Like, you have some faithful listeners that listen to you every single time you upload your podcast. And I can't believe you guys are so invested in, you know, my podcast. I'm thankful. Thank you so much. So I just kind of feel like I owe you guys this podcast right now. I'm recording it pretty late. It's 11:48. Well, now 11:49 p.m. I don't even think I'm going to upload it Sunday at 8 o'clock. I think I'm just going to upload it as soon as I'm done. And it's pretty self-explanatory. But I did want to bring up the situation that's going on right now with Will and Jada. How do you guys feel about that? Like, I'm not as invested in it as everyone else is. Like, I feel like people are really overdoing it on social media, but I get it at the same time because, you know, it's really nothing else to fucking do. Oh, that's another thing I told myself. I'm like, girl, curse a little bit. Let loose. Like, you know, you curse. Let loose. The account, it isn't even monetized. I'm not even getting money for this right now. So before I do monetize my account eventually, and before I do, you know, have a bigger audience, let me just get this shit out my system now. Like, I curse. It is what it is. But yeah, the Will and Jada thing is kind of crazy. I don't really feel like any of us can have a real concrete explanation for everything that's going on because we're not, you know, we're not in their marriage, but it's just kind of crazy to me. I mean, it's nothing new. It's nothing that I've never heard about before. I can understand it from everyone's point of view, to be honest with you. I feel Jada to some extent. I feel Will to some extent. I feel August to some extent. Like, I get it. Shit. I've never been in August's place. I don't think I've ever been in Jada's place either. I could be lying. I don't know. Might have to think about that and then come at you guys with another podcast. But I mean, that's dumb. And it kind of got me to thinking about my idea of relationships and love and everything at this point in my life. I feel like I'm a completely different person than who I was when I was a little kid, when I was so oblivious to what really comes out of falling in love and being in relationships. Like, when I was a kid, I just always had this idea in my mind that I was going to meet someone and we were going to fall in love with one another. And we would, like, the whole real fairy tale naive stuff, like, we were gonna meet each other, become the best of friends, then he would, like, ask me out, and we would start dating, and then we would become boyfriend and girlfriend. He would eventually propose, then he would become my husband, then we would get, like, total. Oh my God, I'm giving myself a headache even just thinking about how naive I was. But yeah, that's just how I was. That's how I felt. And as a kid, I just didn't really have any doubts in my mind about it. Like, it's not to say that I grew up in a household where the relationship was just so picture perfect that I was trying to emulate it, because that's not what it was. I mean, my parents were together and they're still together now. But I saw some stuff, like, you know what I mean? They weren't perfect. They had their issues. They had enough issues for me to be realistic about what a relationship, you know, potentially could be. But then, I don't know. I just kept, I just said, oh, that's not going to be me. And I kept the fairy tale in my mind. And that's just not what it was. So, you know, it's just, I don't know. And you know what's so crazy? I've never even been to a wedding. Even up to now, I don't think I've ever been to a wedding ceremony. I've been to a reception or two, but I've never been to an actual exchanging of vows. Like, none of that. I just knew that I wanted it. I don't know if it was from TV. I don't know if it was from listening to music. I really did like that song, Wifey by 112. That was a big one for me. And I really did like Happily Ever After by Case. I still, you know, maybe that's what it was, but I don't know. My head was like in the clouds. And like I told you guys before, like, I started to date really young, not purposely, like, it wasn't intentional at all because I was so innocent. But it's just when I felt the vibe, I was so intrigued by it. I was like, oh, I like this. Like, I don't know what this is, but I like it. But all the while, like, I just was there for the emotions. Like, I never really had in mind, like, oh, I want to get physical with this boy. I want to go take it to the next level with this boy. Even if I did talk about it, like, I never did it because I was a kid. You know what I mean? I'm not judging anyone who lost their virginity really young. But what I'm telling you guys is that when I was the ages of 13, 14, 15, 16, I was just like, no, I'm too young. I don't, like, I just don't want to do that. So what I didn't know at the time, though, like, I didn't really think about it, was that getting into a relationship young meant getting my heart broken young. That I was not prepared for. And when I think about it, that was so dangerous what I did, because I basically forced myself to have to confront emotions that a child should not be confronting. And then I didn't process our breakup as a little kid. I processed it as an adult. I've always been super ahead of my time. I've always been called an old soul, even when I was a little kid. And I don't know if everyone else was like that too, but when I don't know. I don't know if it's because I was ahead of my time, or maybe it's because I was dealing with other trauma. But me getting my heart broken for the first time was, oh my God, it was so bad. Like, I just cried all the time. Like, I would cry in school. I would cry at home. I would cry outside. I would cry at other people's houses. I was just always crying. And it became literally like a toxic adult relationship. Like, it was a back and forth constantly. Like, we're together. We're not together. Oh, I don't want to be with you anymore right now. I'm going to get with another girl. Oh, I'm tired of her. I'm going to get back with you. You're my ride or die. Like, it was bad. And I hope my music isn't loud in the background because I'm kind of setting my mood. I feel like I speak to you guys better when I'm listening to my little playlist. I might have to share my playlist with you guys so you could get a little, you know what I'm saying, a little feel for me. Oh, God, so corny. But it was just so bad. Like, I could have easily slipped into a really, really, really bad depression. Like, I was depressed, but I feel like it wasn't severe. And I wouldn't say I was still a good girl after that. Like, I was still good. And then after I had little situations in between there. Like, I had another boyfriend in between there, but we were cool. Like, I think I actually traumatized him a little bit. And I don't really want to say that was my good girl gone bad moment, though, because I was still a virgin even after that. Like, I still maintained a certain level of innocence. So I don't want to say that was my good girl gone bad moment. But when I got to 12th grade and I was a senior in high school, I talked about this too, but I didn't really get to depth about it. When I became a senior in high school and I started to go through the motions with that relationship, I think that's what turned me into, like, good girl gone bad. Like, it was bad. And it's because that in that particular relationship, I'd lost my virginity. And I remember he said to me, too, at first he was like, oh, I told him, I was like, I don't think I want to lose my virginity to you because I don't trust you. I feel like you're going to drive me, like, a little crazy. He was like, oh, no, you have to lose your virginity to me. Like, you have to. And I held back. I wasn't really thinking about it, though. Like, I loved him and I always wanted to be with him. But it wasn't like a situation where I would go over to his house and be like, all right, this is the day I have to try it. Like, I never thought about it until he brought it up. Like, listen, you killing me here. Like, come on. And I was like, all right, I knew I had to do it. And I did it, and things got real bad for me. It was so bad. Like, it was exactly what they tell you. Like, you give it up and then that's it. Like, it was bad. And I don't know. After that relationship ended, like officially ended, because it took a while. It's like it ended, but then we kind of still played around a little bit. But when it really ended, it took, the recovery process was real bad. I don't even know if I want to talk about, but I kind of feel like I have, see, I don't want to touch too much on the topic. You know what I mean? Like, I'm kind of insecure when it comes to talking about this particular relationship, because I feel like too many people were involved and I feel like too many people are still involved. So I'm kind of insecure when it comes to talking about this particular relationship, because I'm not hurt about it anymore. Like, I'm an adult now. I'm a grown woman. I'm not hurt about it. But when I kind of just think about those times and I kind of put myself back in those, that place that I was when I was younger, it was horrible. It was terrible. And I wasn't perfect. You know what I mean? Like, I was very tit for tat. Like, I would get upset about things and then I would kind of, you know, try to like react and make him jealous, not really understanding what I was doing in the time. Like, I didn't know that I was like contributing to insecurities and feeling like I couldn't be trusted. I didn't know, because I was just so mad. But it was just a really, really hard, traumatizing time for me. But that particular relationship is what kind of, that was a turning point in my life of who I was as a young woman. Like, around that time, that's when I really started to get into drinking, get into smoking. I still wasn't really ready to meet guys. Like, I wasn't, sometimes, like, because we would break up, and like, I'm not stupid. Like, I know even if we weren't broken up, but I knew for sure that when we were broken up, he was definitely doing his thing. I knew that. He's that type of guy. Like, you just knew. It was no if, ands, or buts about it. But I would try to like, oh, I'm gonna go hang out with another guy because I'm pissed and I know he's doing him, so I'm gonna do me. It would never work out. I was so soft. Like, I would go and try to hang out with another guy and I would chicken out, or I would like be like, I need to go home. I can't. I was just so soft and I didn't want anybody else. But I think what really, I think this was the grit of why I really started to just have like this very numb way about myself that I kind of still do have to this day, was when we were on good terms at one point. Like, we would be on good terms, bad terms, never knew. But like, one time he called me, no, we were texting actually, we were talking, and he had revealed to me, it was around Valentine's Day, never forget it. He revealed to me that he had a girlfriend, and I like lost my mind. I remember like throwing my phone across. I was crazy, y'all. Like, for real, I can't make this up. My dad told me that if I'm going to talk about anything on my podcast that he probably doesn't want to hear, that I need to let him know in advance. And I don't know if he wants to hear this. Like, I was crazy. I like threw my phone. And then I remember just like sending, you know, those paragraph texts, which he was never really a fan of. Like, that never really fazed him. But I those paragraph texts, like, I was just sending paragraph after paragraph after paragraph after paragraph because I was pissed. And I kind of, you know how like when you send somebody paragraph texts, you feel like if you can explain yourself well enough, eventually they will understand, but they never really do even try to understand. So that kind of drove me insane. So there was just a lot of things that came out of that, like popping up on blocks, like on my end, like I would pop up. I just always wanted to fight because I just kind of felt like I had waited so long to give someone that much of myself, and I waited and waited and waited. And it was like a waste of time. And I was so mad about that. Like, I was pissed about that. So eventually I kind of like just kind of it's literally like it was like rehab. Like I kind of had to just like I was counting the days. Like I would literally be like, all right, day one, day two, day three, relapse, start over again, day one, day two, day three. And it was bad. It was a really hard time. Like that's when I really started to get into liquor and I didn't necessarily know what I was doing. I would get really drunk. I would get wasted, like really, really drunk. I would like drunk to the point like I don't even know how much I should get into that, but it was bad. Like, and I would like have like these times where I would just kind of sit in my room in a corner and not speak for hours. I just didn't want to talk to anybody. Because you gotta understand, like it's not only like a breakup. You have to also consider the other things that a person is dealing with in their life at the same time. Like, so if I'm dealing with a breakup, but simultaneously I'm struggling in school with my classes, but simultaneously I have family drama going on. But so, you know what I mean? Like, it's all of these things going on at one time. And that was just like the icing on top. Like, so, ooh, do you guys hear a song in the background? Doing It Wrong by Drake is on. And it's like, it's totally setting the mood for me. Yeah, so I really had to kind of nurse myself back to a good mental standing. Like, it was bad. And I tried to talk about it. We've spoken about it, like, many a times after the relationship was over. Like, and there were times when he would tell me, he would be like, it just was the wrong time. Like, you know what I mean? And I would always say, you know, us girls, we always say, I just need closure. I just want closure. And then I would get closure and I would be like, I didn't like that. That's not the closure I was looking for. Because most of the time when we say I want closure, the closure is let's have a conversation and then some way, somehow we're going to end up back together. Let's be real. And that's another thing. You guys have to be real with yourself. Like, even if that's not what you think it is, when you say, oh, I just want closure from him. If you're really done, you don't need closure. You don't. If you're really done, you can give yourself closure. Just be done with it. Like, it is what it is. Let that young man live his life and go live yours. Like, you cannot, and I said this to others, you cannot force anyone to love you. You can't. You gotta first love yourself and then not find someone, but then allow someone who actually wants to love you properly, just allow them to do it. It's a learning process. I wouldn't say that was my last relationship where I went through things that I probably shouldn't have dealt with, because it definitely wasn't. But that was the relationship that really caused me to be afraid of loving. Just period. That's what it was. I was like scarred. And it was consequences, like the getting drunk all the time. And this is the thing, I'm still young. So it's like, I turn up, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd like to turn up. But with that particular situation, it was just not healthy, because I would get drunk and then I would act in certain ways that I knew was not really my character. Like, I would want to fight him. I would want to fight. Like, I always wanted to fight him. Or sometimes I would get drunk and want to fight other people. I would get drunk and just be sloppy and like all over the place. And because I was so young, that's the thing. That's why I say you got to be careful, man. Like, it was just really bad. And then, so I got into another relationship. How many years was that? I got into another relationship, maybe 2 to 3 years after. I want to say 3 years after that. And it started off amazingly. Like, we were so good for like a good solid year, maybe a year and a half. We were really good. Same thing though, like, and it was on both ends at this point. Like, he would move off of, he had been through past trauma in his relationships, and same thing with me. So it was like a constant headbutting, because he didn't trust women and I didn't trust men. So we were always going at it. Like, it was just always something. Like, and it just dragged on for a really, 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 a really long time. I'm not even going to tell you guys how long this dragged out for, but just know it dragged. But I think that, but this relationship, show this relationship really taught me how to be in an adult-like relationship. Like, we would go on vacations together, and we've met each other's families. Because my boyfriend before that, I met his family, but he had never met mine. He had just met like a bunch of my friends at the time, which is apparent. But this one, we met each other's families, and it was just like, at one point it was so good. Like, I felt so secure in our relationship, and I felt like, wow, this is what all the heartbreak was for. This is what I did it for. So it's almost like building up such a strong and secure wall. And then it took him a very long time to really get through to me. Like, it took us a long time to really get in a relationship because I was so insecure from my past, like, situation. So it's like having a wall up, getting it knocked down. Like, it took a long time to knock down. He knocked it down. And then it got built up again, 2 times stronger. Like, this new wall is titanium. You can't break down this new wall. The old wall, you could have broke it down, but it took a lot of work. This new wall, I don't know how you're going to get past it. And that's my problem. You guys know me. Like, I'm very self-aware about the things that I'm lacking and the things that I need to work on. Like, I don't ever front or bullshit or fake about the things that I need to work on. Feel me? Like, it's that's just my truth. There are pros and cons to dating me. The pros to dating me, I would say, is that, like I said, I'm kind of an old soul. So, like, my common sense level is just out of this world. Like, I'm so grateful for my common sense. I do not come across it very often when it comes to other people, sorry to say, but the level of common sense that I possess is amazing, immaculate. And I try to rub off, you know how you have a partner and you guys are together all of the time, so they kind of rub off on you. That's what I like kind of do subconsciously. You know what I mean? I try to do it in a way where I'm not forcing it, but it just happens. This is a pro and a con. I'm very nurturing. So I know that being nurturing is a good thing. Like, I'm all of those things. Like, I like to make sure you're good. I like to cook. I like to clean. I like to do this. I like to plan. I like to make sure everything is organized. I'm going to curse out the customer service rep for you if they fuck up. I'm going to do all of these things. Cool. When it's not cool is when you're a person like me with Virgo ways, when you're a person like me and you want to save everybody that you feel needs saving. And I do that in my regular life with friends, with people that I don't even know that well. And I especially do it when it comes to dating and being in relationships. And that is something that I have to work on. Like, I want to work on that so bad. I get sad for myself because I know that this is an issue. I've literally said this to myself repeatedly. Like, Shauna, you cannot save everyone. Just today, I was saying this to myself. I'm like, Shauna, you are not a freaking superhero. You can't save everyone. You can't change everyone's views. You have to let people experience things on their own. And you have to let everyone just be themselves. But I struggle because I hate to see people put themselves in compromising situations, especially somebody that I'm in a romantic relationship with. I want you to do the best for yourself. I know I'm not at my best yet, but I'm trying. Like, my potential is unmatched. I know I could get there, and I want you to know that you could get there. So, a con of dating. Let me think of a con. I don't think I'm perfect. I'm just taking my time to think because I want to just note a really good one. Okay, one con to dating me is when I feel like something is going too good, I kind of try to remove myself. So if I'm talking to a guy and it's going really well, this is not for every guy, so I don't want every guy that I've ever talked to think that this is what I'm doing to you. Sometimes I remove myself because you're not good for me, and I know that you're not good for me, and that's why I try to remove myself. It's not because I think that you're so freaking great that I'm intimidated, so don't get it twisted. But sometimes when I come across a guy and I feel like everything is going too good. In the back of my head, I'm like, no, something has to be wrong. Like, there's no way. And I will, without even knowing, I'll kind of start to fall back a little bit because I start to get back. It's like PTSD. Like, I kind of start to get back to a place where I'm like, okay, well, I loved the guys before. And you see how that turned out. So let me remove myself so that I don't have to deal with that again. And some guys notice it, and some guys, you know, it's like they don't understand why, they disrespect it. But that's a con, and I know that gets really frustrating because not to in my own horn, but for the most part, when guys really start to talk to me and really start to get into my personality, they love it. They love it here. That was cringy. I hated that. No, seriously, they love it here. Like, so it's like, then when I start to take it back, it's like, it doesn't matter. They could try to reach out to me for days and days and days. And if I really just put myself in a place, I will not respond. I get like that. Once you get through to me, it's worth it. It could be perfect. It could be everything you ever dreamed of. But sometimes that journey that it takes to actually get there, it can be stressful. I can be stressful. And I know that. I'm not, you know, any guy that ever like tried to pursue me and then gave up, I get it. Like, listen, I'm not knocking you, babe. Like, it's hard. You feel me? I'm not even mad about that. But I've been on a really, really, really long break since my last relationships because it's almost like I have a phobia of relationships. Like, at first it was like a little bit of fear, but I think that now is sort of, I might rank it a phobia. I want to get over it, but at the same time, I'm kind of torn in between, you need to start dating seriously and you need to work on yourself seriously before you start dating again. I'm kind of torn. I don't know. I'm just so fearful. I'm actually getting a headache just thinking about it. Because at the same time, you know, I love to be alone. I love to be in my own space. I love to just have that downtime. But there are times where, like, I'm just alone. Because I don't know if you guys know, I live by myself. So sometimes I'm just here and I'm like, damn, it would feel really good to have somebody that's just here consistently. Because I like my own space. But if I love you enough, I will love you to, like, be around me often, you know what I mean? So it's just a constant battle, but I'm working on myself already. As kudos to this quarantine, helped me a lot. it helped me a lot. I still have a lot of work to do, you know. I'm so humble about it. I'm just a really humble person. And I try to convey that in every way, like in my friendships, in my family, in my relationships. Like, I'm a really, really humble person. But I do know what I deserve. And I know that I have a lot to offer. So I'm really, really teaching myself how to expect nothing less than what I deserve. Because I know the amount of effort that I put out when I'm dating and when I'm in relationships. And I know how great I'm going to be when eventually I get married. Like, I've always said, I'm one of those people that's like, Sierra, girl, what's the prayer? And, like, she said the prayer. She told us the prayer. And then, like, so I asked my married friend the other day, I'm like, girl, what was the prayer? And she was like, just trust God. And I was like, all right, I feel that. I feel that, girl. I'm going to trust God. Nah, it's chill. But, ooh, I'm so glad I did this podcast. I feel good about it. I don't know. I got a good feeling about it. Sometimes I wish that I would just do it in front of the camera. Like, but y'all, I've been so tacky during this quarantine. Like, ooh, chat. Oh my God. Y'all gotta see me right now. Like, I look a hot mess. Like, I get cute some days just for, like, I don't know, for a little while, and then that's it. But I'm gonna consider it. Maybe one day. Maybe I'll go on live one day. That'd be crazy for me. I've never been on live ever. That is so not my character. Like, ew, somebody built me up to it. But thank you guys for listening to my random podcast. I'm still going to give you guys another podcast next week because, you know, that's the regular schedule. This was just kind of like a treat because I was just thinking and being in my feelings a little bit. But thank you guys for listening. Bye.